First, we have the English could have changed their tactics and stuck to diplomacy. This is something that is really crucial. There were so many differences going on, and if the English worked on trying to build an actual relationship with the communities, we feel things would have been much different. Another point is, if the Pequot did not attack Wethersfield, the English may not have declared war at the time. Wethersfield was a real catalyst event for the English to officially declare war on Pequot people. The English and the Pequot could have developed an allyship, finding a way to coexist, something that is, you know, really crucial to all humans, is finding a way to accept one another, even if we have different ways of life. The next and rather extreme is the English could have stayed in England. They could have stayed in their home rather than sail across the Atlantic and come and really force their way into this territory. All wars should be able to be avoidable. We as humans should be able to respect each other's differences and be able to coexist with one another. So for this question, again, larger scale, but all wars should be avoidable. Another perspective is, if the tribal communities in this region shared the same view on the English and handled the situation in unison rather than as separate parties and then forming different allyships. So if we were to able to unite as tribal people, this war could have been avoided. Another key point would be for the English to understand that they were the visitors and that initially the relationships were very welcoming, and not try to force control or gain more land for the crown. Could definitely have affected this war. And then lastly, and from my perspective, the most extreme is the tribal communities could have just submitted to the English and surrendered